Louis, did you ever run into any of these guys in your travels around the world?
Well, yeah, different countries, you know. The musicians, they come up like they do in America, pay the respect, you know, blow one. In all the countries, you know, we have jam session at those hot clubs and unions, and have a little taste and a little bite, you know. We was at the Italian trumpet player's house, and his mother was a countess, and while they was fixing that spaghetti, we was wailing, you know, and was just like the tailgates in New Orleans. And in this big old dining room, they had this big table, and up in the ceiling, they had old Mark Antony and Cleo and all them cats in there painted. Looking down on you as if to say, man, you sure can eat. Yeah, we have a lot of fun traveling, man. Oh, Robert Goffin, he's the big jazz fan in Brussels there, you know, a big lawyer. And when I woke up at the Palladium the first time, you know, he came and spent those days in rehearsal. And after rehearsal, we'd take a walk around Charing Square somewhere, you know, getting the feel of London. So I figure he's over there. He could tell how much I weigh. I had one of them big pennies, you know. And them scales, they don't say like I was 100 and something like that. They say stones, you know. Yeah. They 160 pounds, that's about 12 stones or something like that. But I figured Goffin could dig it, you know. I said, tell me, I put the penny in there. He said, yeah. I said, solid. I got up there, I dropped the penny, blam. I said, damn it. He said, I don't know. Oh, man, them laughs kill you over there.
You ever ran into any language problems, did you, Louis?
No. I'm the point in this sketch you ever seen in your life. That's you went to work. I had all this with the Pope, too, you know.
Well, how about taking care of some of his music problems?
My wife, Lucille, she had to dress up special with veil and all that. And he's fine little fella, you know. He was tickled to death to know that the Italian people enjoyed our music, and he speak on any subject and all kind of language, you know. So he's all right, man. He asked me, say, you got any children, you know? I say, well, no, daddy, but we still wailing. And he said, well, I'm going to pray for you. He said,
Louis, the city is yours.
All right, Bob.